Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
It's Friday and it's windy outside.
Yeah, right.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Brooke Olson. I work in the children's department, and I do programs and things for kids and families.
Well, you just had a title change because you had something really big and important happen, right?
I did. I just graduated from Emporia State University with a graduate degree, a master's in library science.
Woo woo!
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah. That here means, I mean, your title changed. You're a specialist now?
I'm actually a librarian. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that we had on the chart thing. I thought that, okay, that's good.
I'm a youth services librarian as of 2023.
Okay.
But currently I'm still a coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I gotcha.
Yeah. And you've been here for a while too. Like you were here, I know you were here before I was, and then you came back, and then you got your degree, and how's that process been? You know, like starting out, like what was your first position here?
My first position here was a circulation desk clerk in the adult services area. Ooh. So I worked the front desk for 3.5 years, I think. And then I left to go on a grand adventure to Florida to install water meters.
That's right.
Saw some dolphins. Uh-huh. It was cool. I came back. I went to Henderson State University and got an undergraduate in recreation, natural resource management, and biology. So I've got some science under my belt. And then once I graduated from there, I called Mr. Wells and said, hey, buddy, you're on my resume. You might get some phone calls because I'm looking for a job. And he said, we got one for you here. And I was like, wow, that's fast.
And that's how they got you back.
Yeah, and I interviewed and they were like, you got the job. And it's been 4.5 years now.
When you came back, you came back straight over to the youth side, right?
Yep.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yep.
Were you always interested in the youth side rather than the adult side? Or like was that your kind of goal? Like if you had to be in libraries, would it be the youth department?
I didn't consciously make that decision, but I think I just fit well because I'm pretty good with kids. And a lot of my interests about like, you know, making stuff and doing activities, I had already kind of been, I was doing that a little bit before when I was here the first time. And so it was an easy transition, and kids are funny and I enjoy being around them. They say some really funny stuff and they're just little sponges, you know, and if I can make an impact on their life when they're young, I'll tell you what, my favorite thing in the future, if this ever happens, if a young adult or an adult and I'm old and they come to me this is in the future and they say, you know,
right.
Yeah. Me too. This counts for me too.
So they're an adult, you know, I'm an old person, and they come to me at the library, I'm still here, and they say, you know, I'm a doctor now and you really inspired me as a kid, and I loved your programming as a kid, and I hope you know that you made a difference in my life. I will just like croak then and be like, that's it. That's my life's fulfilled.
That is one of the most admirable things I've heard somebody say.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know, what you get out of your job or what you want to get out of your job.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
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 You want to inspire the young.
I do, and inspire them to make the world a better place. So not just doctors, but what if they come up to me and they're like, yeah, I invented this gadget that cleans all the plastic out of the ocean, or
that'd be pretty great.
I know, right? Or yeah. I created a new battery that can last 1,000,000 years and we never have to charge it, and we're like, what?
So they would be inspired by your programs, which segues into what type of programs you like to do, right?
Yeah, I do STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, and I focus on a subject and combine all those things in. I take books from our collection and I interpret those. So basically just present the books in a manner that's really engaging and fun for them to kind of dive into. We explore, we ask questions, we make guesses, and then we do activities.
You do neat activities, for sure.
Yeah. I remember like You had like a catapult, and there's like a craft like virus thing that you did or something like that. And it's what's your favorite of the steam that you've done so far?
My favorite. So recently we just did one on skeletons, and we made like an articulated skeleton hand out of like foam and straws.
Ooh, that's neat.
Beads and yarn, and so the kids got to make like a foam hand that moves like with tendons and bones and stuff on it. So we learned about like the human skeleton, but we also learned about animal skeletons, like invertebrates versus vertebrates. So they can hopefully tell the difference now when they look at animals in nature. So when they see a lobster, they can say, oh, that is an invertebrate. It has an exoskeleton. You know, I'm like kind of planting some words in there for them. And
that's great.
That one was fun. And then I have one coming up for Micro Club, and this is like for young adults. And it's virtual too. So they hop on Zoom. Before then, they pick up a little supply kit, and it's got everything in it to make a 3D, I don't know, craftacular version of a bacteria, of an E. coli cell. So, you know, I just like find random stuff. I took like two ends of an Easter egg and stuffed the middle with newspaper and taped it so you have what looks like a pill shape. And then one of those like little squiggly squishy guys that you can get from like a 25-cent machine.
The little
almost like a sticky hand.
But
they're like sticky. You know, you cut those open, they're hollow on the inside, so then you stretch it over the pill thing and it looks like a bacteria cell.
I'm intrigued. I want to have to take a look at it.
Creative with Micro Club.
Do you have like for these programs, do you usually see the same kids? Like, are they mostly repeat attendance or?
Yeah, so I have developed a following, so to speak. But I do sometimes get kids that pop in every once in a while who are new, you know, and we all clap for them and welcome them.
Well, I like, we talked about it a little bit before. So, like, you have a lot of in-house programming, but you also have kind of moved the library into like a YouTube or video so people can see your programs at home or, you know, follow along so they don't have to be in the building. How's that process been?
Yeah, so back in the day when I was here the first time, I entered a contest that was statewide for libraries, and it was create a video and submit it to win. Why you love your library was the theme or the tagline. And so I created this video about how libraries are teleportation devices, and
I remember this.
Yes, Erin was wearing roller skates.
I roller skated in it.
I've seen a clip from that video.
Yeah, I pulled a book off the shelf that just had a pair of skates on the front, and the next thing, here I am.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah,
it was cute.
It was really fun. So yeah, we had some people reading books, and they teleported into the stories, and that was my first experience ever shooting a video and editing it and doing all the things.
And
for
then it. You won an award for it. Pretty cool.
Actually, I won de facto. Doesn't because matter. I think I was the only one.
Doesn't matter. No. A win is a win.
But in the video, it was really cool too because we had the Civil War reenactment people here.
That's right.
On our lawn, and so I just into the Civil War, which is pretty sweet.
It was a neat video. Can that still be found somewhere?
I think I have it somewhere in the depths of my hard drive.
That would be fun to share.
It might be on YouTube too. I'm trying to upload some stuff on YouTube, speaking of. But right now, I make a little, you know, kids love YouTube. They just love it. And I, as an adult, I kind of love YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. I watch it on my TV a lot. And I think we have a good advantage with reaching a lot of people through YouTube. It's easy for them. It's really accessible. Kids love it. So I make like family craft videos. So I like will say, hello, welcome. You signed up for Family Craft Night. They get like a little QR code, takes them to the video, and I show them how to do the craft. And they enter into a drawing, like whoever submits photos of the fun to our Facebook community connection space. Anyways, I don't want to tell you all about it, but yeah, I make videos. I also make safety videos for step training, which is really fun.
Ooh.
And yeah. I make really simple stuff. It's not rocket science or anything, but I made quite a few. Like during the pandemic, I made reading videos.
Mm-hmm.
I made book reading videos, some with me in it reading the book, some of it just me taking pictures of the book and doing voiceover. But I like that kind of stuff. Technology.
Yeah.
It is good for, we touch on accessibility in several of these episodes. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, our location isn't ideal for everybody in the county. We're a one-site library right now. So it is really important to be able to offer those remote or, you know, internet options, especially yeah. for those who kind of live on the outskirts yeah. of the community and mm-hmm. either can't get into our building or have a hard time, you know, with scheduling.
Scheduling, yeah. It's a big one. Sometimes, you know, families, it's hard for them to commit to a date and time, you know, it's difficult. But with this, they get to do it at their leisure. They decide when they do it.
Do they pick up a bag?
They do, okay. Yeah. They pick up the supplies, they take them home, they have the video, they can just follow along, and then hopefully they'll engage with us a little bit more by submitting photos of them doing it together, and then they get a chance to win something fun.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
But for those who enjoy getting out and getting mm-hmm. maybe even into nature,
yeah,
nature.
You also nature's neat.
Nature's
you
neat.
Also that's another one of your interest points, right?
Yeah, we just recently did a story walk.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
That thing was awesome.
So we partnered, we're always partnering with city entities, especially the Parks and Trails Department. And they've been really, really nice to us. We book dates with them for stories in the park. So that's really fun. We show up to a park pavilion, people come, we read a couple stories, and we do like dance along songs to get some kids moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stories in the Park is on the Greenway, and that's on some, I don't know what those signs are called technically. Like they're like political signs.
Oh, like a chloroplast? Like
chloroplast signs. Yeah, yeah, they're like plastic signs, yard signs.
Outdoor signs.
Outdoor signs.
That are on the Greenway starting at Seneca and Adams, right?
Right.
And that's right there by the, is that the water treatment?
It's like the water utilities water center, I think is what it's called.
It's like the newest section of the Greenway.
Yes, it's the newest section. It's over by, I think that's Golf Links.
Yes. Yeah, it's the one that goes under Golf Links.
Under Golf Links, yeah.
So there's a story that starts there. And
As you walk, you get to read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a...
And I like the story you picked, too, because the point is to kind of collect materials as you go and then create your own Leaf Man, right?
Yeah, the story's called Leaf Man by Lois Ellert, uh-huh. and it's a story of a leaf man throughout fall, where the wind takes him, no one knows. And,
I feel like you've read this a few times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have, like, nightmares or dreams where you wake up and you're like,
yeah,
leaf man.
Sweet gumball eyes. Yeah, we put that up, and there's 17 of the pages, the book pages, 17 signs up, and kids can hopefully go along the pathway and read it no problem. I mean, we've got parents with them, of course, and they're picking them up and reading them to them and
mm-hmm.
Things like that, interacting, and then creating, you know, finding some leaves around, gathering leaves, and then making what looks like a leaf man.
What does a leaf man look like?
Yeah.
What does he look like in your nightmare?
Yeah.
They're all unique. They're all different.
They have soulless eyes. It's for kids. I have to remember. Like.
Right. Yeah. So all of these programs sound great. And how do people find out about them?
Yeah.
I know that's my job.
So we've got to be like paid money, right?
Right.
We have a really excellent marketing team.
I'll stop
that. And they do a really great job with promoting it on social media. They make some really great calendar pamphlets for people to look at when they're in the library. We've got posters and flyers. We have all sorts of.
We put a lot of information on our online calendar at gclibrary.com tab calendar. You can even limit the calendar by interest or age groups.
Yeah, you can do
so
kids,
you can just see
teens,
whatever you want. You guys also, all of you in the youth department, go visit the schools.
We do.
Right? So you like you make face-to-face contact with all these kids and teens in the community so that they know, like, you're Miss Brooke.
Yes. Hi, my name is Miss Brooke. Raise your hand if you remember me.
I think that's the biggest, one for, you know, the kids and teens is, like, do you remember doing the Christmas parade where we'd be pushing those book cards, dancing, and then all you'd hear is, Miss Tiffany, Miss Katie.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what
am I? Kids department, yeah.
Right. If, y'all are like the stars.
Yeah, well, we're kind of like the fun aunt when we go into schools. You know, the teacher's like the parent.
That is true.
The teacher's like, you know, you got to pay attention, be quiet, get your work done. You know, they're like the bad cop. But we come in and we're like, hi, I have a puppet. I have bookmarks and stickers and a really funny book. Let's hang out. Let's make reading fun. And I'm going to tell you about the library. So
I think that's great.
We have it easy when it comes to going into schools and saying hi to kids and promoting reading.
It's so important because, I mean, there's so many studies out there that show, like, if kids start reading at a younger age, they continue reading. Or, like, more likely chance to continue reading into their adult lives. So.
It's the gateway to everything. So encouraging them to read and to enjoy reading will just open up all other areas of their learning. It will keep them curious. It will keep them engaged, like become lifelong learners, like you're saying, and be a little less apt to give up on learning and doing more.
And I like, it's perfect. Get kids to read. I love that you're doing all the STEM work that you do, you know, and because we're not just country bumpkins in Arkansas. Like, no, we're technologically, we're there.
Yeah,
we can do it too.
Man.
I'm going to know what E. coli looks like here in a little bit.
Fuzzy and weird.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
That's pretty much it. I mean, I love my job. I love what I do. I'm lucky and I appreciate it and I have a lot of gratitude for it. And I like our community. I think we got some good people around here. And
that's why I like the library. You know, like all the other places you could work in town, like the library, I feel like we're doing something. You know, we're doing a lot for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah. All age groups.
Everyone.
And it's always free.
It's fun. It's fantastic.
You get to learn. You get to make friends. Well, you know, one quick thing you were talking about, spread the cheer. Do you want to bring that up? What is that?
Yeah. So a couple years ago, I wanted to gather Christmas cards. Well, actually,
that was
started
in the height of the pandemic whenever everybody was being isolated.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Gather Christmas cards or something like that, and in order to distribute them out to assisted living centers, places where people were feeling a little bit more isolated because, you know, they couldn't be seen by their family or friends or anything like that. So I really, really wanted to do this, and everybody was very supportive, and we gathered hundreds and hundreds of letters from people in the community, both in-house and, you know, from different places, schools, different things like that. And we distributed them out to people who were homebound. And I think it really had a good impact.
Yeah.
I do too,
and we were kind of, I guess, like a conduit in a way. We read the letters first before we sent them out.
Yeah, all of mine with the magazine letters cut out got sent back. So no funny business, people.
And our partners at the Oaklawn
Area on Aging.
Yeah.
Area Agency on... Yeah, I can't ever get that right.
Yeah. They're great.
They are great, though.
They're great. They really appreciated us, and we appreciated them.
So we're going to do it again. It's going to start December 1st?
Yes.
So all of that information will be available on our website at gclibrary.com come December 1st. But the more people that can help us write letters and spread some cheer, the better.
Yeah.
And if you have some youths, bring them in. Meet Miss Brooke if they haven't already.
That's right.
Yeah, I like the youths.
The youths.
I was trying to figure out what you said.
Youths.
Like, what?
That reference is going to be lost on every youth that listens to this. But your parents will know. They'll think I'm cool.
No, they won't. Okay, well, thanks for being here. What's your second favorite animal?
Yeah.
My
second favorite.
Not your first.
Not your first. I don't care your first.
Get that trash out of here.
But what about number two?
Number two. Dang.
Right? You didn't know you were gonna have some. You didn't know you were gonna have some hard hitting questions, right?
I know, that's really difficult. Yeah. You know, I think I love dogs. They just like really bring me joy.
They're great.
I love my two dogs and they're fuzzy and cute and they really are my best friends.
There you go. So. That's a good one. Good answer.
Good answer.
Thanks for doing this with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on the degree and position.
Thank you. I worked really hard for it.
Youth services librarian.
Yes.
Youth services.
Yeah. Youth services.
We just changed all of the youth services and adult services and public services, so I'm still getting used to
titles.
But, yeah, right? And I feel like they're just changing again.
Yeah. But for the better.
For absolutely, especially Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
I know you put in a lot of hard work for that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.V. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.